USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location, where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous.
President Trump there as the White House fights back after the New York Times prints an anonymous opinion piece from someone who claims to be in the Trump administration, saying they're a part of the resistance and trying to protect the country from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. Saying senior administration official, that could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is denying that he authored that op-ed. Coats putting out a statement today saying any speculation about him or his principal deputy writing it is patently false. Coats, the former Republican senator from Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Bernie Sanders is taking aim at massive companies whose workers are on public assistance. The Vermont Independent introducing a bill yesterday called the Stop Bezos Act, named after the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The bill would tax companies the same amount their workers receive on public assistance. Sanders saying the American taxpayer shouldn't have to subsidize profitable corporations run by some of the wealthiest people in the nation. He also called out Burger King, McDonald's, and American Airlines. The Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will be airing during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games to protest racial injustice. A two-minute version of the Nike commercial already on Twitter, also featuring LeBron James and Serena Williams. The Department of Justice plans to meet with state attorneys general this month to look into accusations that social media companies are stifling viewpoints. Facebook and Twitter officers in Washington yesterday addressing the issue. Attorney General Jeff Sessions calling for a September 25th meeting when it can be discussed further. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.